This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam to the continuation of our lessons in the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently in Medina Arabic Book 3 and we are in lesson number 21. Walhamdulillah, in our previous majlis, we completed half of lesson 21 and in this majlis, we will conclude those matters bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Lesson 21, we are covering the verbs on the scale of tafa'ala. And words which are on the scale of tafa'ala, they denote, they indicate musharaka, participation. They could also indicate where somebody is pretending something. Tamarada. He is acting as though he is sick. Tabaka. He is acting, pretending to cry. Tashajara, that these people, they are quarreling. Tashajaru, that they were quarreling. Tashajara, he was quarreling. Tafa'ala, he was optimistic. Jameel. So we've covered those matters, walhamdulillah, and we stopped on exercise number 7. Exercise number 7, laytana ijtahadna. Laytana ijtahadna. That would only with that we had exerted ourselves. That woe to us, why didn't we exert ourselves? Why didn't we study? Now we are at the doorstep of the test, the examination, and we're most likely gonna fail. Allahu musta'an. Why? Because we've not worked hard. Allahu musta'an. We find, for example, layta shababa ya'udu. That would that youth returned. Is youth gonna return? No, it's not gonna return. You are now at the age of 90. You are not going to be 25 again. Allahu musta'an. So layta is a sister of inna, and layta can be used to express something which is either impossible, an impossible wish, or something which is very rare. It's close to impossible. It's very, very remote. Very, very rare. So either impossible or something which is rare. And so later is used to express that, inshallah. Somebody says, later nujuma qareebatun, that I wish that the stars were closer. I wish that the stars were near, that they were closer. Somebody says, Laytani ghaniyun. How I wish that I was rich. Would that I was rich. Jameel, mashallah. So they state, Layta min akhawat inna. Layta is a sister of inna. So the noun after it will be mansub. Wa tufidu at-tamanni. And it expresses, it indicates a wish. You are wishing for something. Wa huwa talabu ma la tama'a fihi. And it is when you are wishing for something that can't happen. This is something that is impossible. Oh ma fihi usrun. Or something which is very difficult to attain. Not completely impossible, but very, very, very remote. Example, Layta shababa ya'udu, Layta shababa ya'udu, Layta shababa ya'udu. How I wish that youth will come back. Would that youth would come back? Is it gonna come back? Are you gonna be 20 again? Not gonna happen. Impossible. Layta shababa ya'udu. Number 2. Layta ummi lam talidni. Allahu musta'an. The person says, Layta ummi, how I wish that my mother lam talidni, did not give birth to me. Allahu musta'an. Layta ummi lam talidni. Layta ummi lam talidni. Layta ummi lam talidni. Laytani ta'irun. Number 3. Laytani ta'irun. That how I wish that I was ta'irun, I was a bird. Atiru, I would fly. Fil jawi, in the air. I would fly in the air. Laytani ta'irun atiru fil jawi. Laytani ta'irun atiru fil jawi. Laytani ta'irun أطير في الجو. How I wish that I was a bird flying in the sky. Flying in the sky, flying in the jaw, flying in the air. Number four. ليت لي مالا كثيرا فأتصدق. How I wish that I had a lot of money so that I would give in sadaqa. ليت لي مالا كثيرا فأتصدق. So that I would give in charity, I would give as sadaqa. ليت لي مالا كثيرا فأتصدق. Number five, سيقول الكافر, the disbeliever will say, when? يوم القيامة. يوم القيامة. On يوم القيامة, the disbeliever would say, يا ليتني كنت ترابا. يا ليتني كنت ترابا. يا ليتني كنت ترابا. That woe to me, how I wish that, how I wish that I was dust. How I wish that I was turab, I was sand. Ya laytani, oh, how I wish. Kuntu turaban, that I was dust, that I was sand, so that I wouldn't go through hisab. I wouldn't go through all of the accountability and the weighing of our deeds. And then the matter of the hellfire, Allahumma sta'an, rather I was dust. Then they say, أدخل ليت على الجمل الآتية. Enter later into the following sentences. حامدٌ حيٌ حامدٌ حيٌ حامدٌ حيٌ. حامدٌ is alive. We want to say that would that Hamid was alive. How I wish that Hamid was alive. ليت حامدًا حيٌ. ليت حامدًا حيٌ. ليت حامدًا. Why? Because later is a sister of inna. So ليت حامدًا حيٌ. ليت حامدًا حيٌ. جميل. Number two. عطلة الصيف لا تنتهي. The summer holiday does not end. عطلة الصيف لا تنتهي. The summer holiday does not end. So how would we change it? ليت عطلة الصيف لا تنتهي. How I wish that the summer holiday would not end. ليت عطلة الصيف. ليت عطلة الصيف. ليت عطلة الصيف لا تنتهي. لا تنتهي. ليت عطلة الصيف لا تنتهي. How I wish that the summer holiday would not end. جميل. Number three. نحن أطفال. نحن أطفال. نحن أطفال. We are children. We are kids. ليتنا أطفال. ليتنا أطفال. So there's ليت and then the نا. The نا technically here is our منصوب. ليتنا أطفال. ليتنا أطفال. ليتنا أطفال. جميل. Number four. أنا شاب. أنا شاب. I'm a youngster. I'm a youngster. جواب. ليتني شاب. ليتني شاب. ليتني شاب. How I wish that I was a youngster. How I wish that I was from amongst the youth. I was from the شباب. ليتني شاب. جميل. Number five. لي جناحاني. لي جناحاني. I have two wings. لي جناحاني. I have two wings. ليت لي جناحيني. ليت لي جناحيني. ليت لي جناحيني. That how I wish that I had two wings. ليت لي جناحيني. ليت لي جناحيني. جميل. Number six. النجوم في متناول أيدينا. النجوم في متناول أيدينا. The stars are within hands reach. The stars are within our hands reach. ليت النجوم. How I wish that the stars في متناول أيدينا. في متناول أيدينا. في متناول أيدينا. Was in a position that we could reach it with our hands. How I wish that the stars were within hands reach. ليت النجوم في متناول أيدينا. ليت النجوم في متناول أيدينا. جميل. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. We move on to exercise number 8. Exercise number 8. لا داعي للخوف. لا داعي للخوف. There's absolutely no reason to fear. They state هذه لام النافية للجنس. This is the lam of nafia lil jins. It's the lam of negation, complete full negation of that category. What's it talking about? Yubna ismuha ala ma yunsabu bihi. That its ism, the noun after it, will be mansub. Wadhalika idha kana mufradan. If it's in a singular word, a ghair mudaf, if it's not mudaf. Example. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب لا ريب لا ريب. ريب is doubt. It is منسوب. لا ريب فيه. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. This book لا ريب فيه. There's absolutely no doubt in it. Absolutely no doubt in it. النافية للجنس. The lamb of negation here. Number two. لا إكراه في الدين. لا إكراه في الدين. لا إكراه في الدين. There's absolutely no compulsion in religion. There's no compulsion whatsoever. لا إكراه. لا إكراه في الدين. في الدين. جميل. The next one. وفي الحديث لا صلاة بعد الغداة حتى تطلع الشمس. لا صلاة بعد الغداة حتى تطلع الشمس. ولا صلاة بعد العصر حتى تغرب الشمس. That there's absolutely no salah after your fajr salah حتى تطلع الشمس, until the sun rises. ولا صلاة بعد العصر, and there's no salah after عصر حتى تغرب الشمس, until the sun sets. رواه أحمد, as reported by Imam Ahmed. So again, لا صلاة بعد الغداة حتى تطلع الشمس. ولا صلاة بعد العصر حتى تغرب الشمس. لا صلاة. صلاة is منصوب. Why? Because before it is the lam النافية للجنس. جميل. كون جملا من الكلمات الآتية مستعملا لام النافية للجنس. Make sentences using this lam النافية للجنس. هذا الدواء. هذا الدواء something ضرر. هذا الدواء something ضرر. So how would our sentence make sense? هذا الدواء لا ضرر فيه. هذا الدواء لا ضرر فيه. That this medication, there's no harm in it. هذا الدواء لا ضرر فيه. هذا الدواء لا ضرر فيه. This medication, there's no harm in it at all. جميل. Number two. هذه المجلة. هذه المجلة something فائدة. هذه المجلة. هذه المجلة لا فائدة فيها. لا فائدة فيها. There's absolutely no benefit in them. هذه المجلة. This magazine. لا فائدة فيها. There's absolutely no benefit in it whatsoever. Number three. هذه المسألة لا خلاف فيها. هذه المسألة لا خلاف فيها. This matter, this affair, this مسألة لا خلاف فيها. There's absolutely no difference of opinion in it. هذه المسألة لا خلاف فيها. The next one. Something إلى الكراسي الآن. Something إلى الكراسي الآن. لا حاجة. لا حاجة إلى الكراسي الآن. لا حاجة إلى الكراسي الآن. There's absolutely no need for chairs right now. لا حاجة إلى الكراسي الآن. لا حاجة إلى الكراسي الآن. جميل. Number five. Something في هذا الطعام. Something في هذا الطعام. لا ملح. لا ملح في هذا الطعام. 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 There's absolutely no salt in this food. Number six, something لهذا الطالب في الجامعة. And they give us the word in bracket, مثيل. So what would our answer be? لا مثيل, لا مثيل لهذا الطالب, لا مثيل لهذا الطالب في الجامعة. There's no similarity, there's no comparison, there's nobody similar to this student in this university. لا مثيل لهذا الطالب في الجامعة, لا مثيل لهذا الطالب في الجامعة, لا مثيل لهذا الطالب في الجامعة. جميل. There's no مثيل, there's no similarity, there's nobody equal to the student in the university. والحمد لله. Exercise number 9, تأمل المثال, ponder over the example, ثم أكمل الناقص, and then complete that which is incomplete. إياك والكذبة, إياك والكذبة, beware of lying, إياك والكذبة. And then they state, إياك أن تكذبة. You can also say, إياك أن تكذبة, إياك أن تكذبة. So we left out the واو, إياك أن تكذبة, and we brought in the أن, مصدر مؤول, إياك أن تكذبة, إياك أن تكذبة, إياك أن تكذبة. No problem, both are correct, والحمد لله. And then they say the number 2, إياكم والزنا, إياكم والزنا, إياكم والزنا, beware of زنا. You could also say, إياكم أن تزنوا, إياكم أن تزنوا, مصدر مؤول, إياكم أن تزنوا, إياكم أن تزنوا, أو إياكم والزنا, إياكم والزنا, and إياكم أن تزنوا, both mean the same thing. Number 3, إياك والنوم وقت الصلاة, إياك والنوم وقت الصلاة, إياك والنوم وقت الصلاة, beware of sleeping at the salah time, beware of sleeping at the salah time. إياك أن تنامي, so you're speaking to a female, إياك أن تنامي وقت الصلاة, إياك أن تنامي وقت الصلاة, إياك أنتنامي وقت الصلاة. So we removed one noma, we removed one noma and we put a مصدر مؤول, أنتنامي, أنتنامي وقت الصلاة. جميل. And the next one, إياكن والحسد, إياكن والحسد, he's speaking to a group of females and he's saying that beware of حسد, beware of jealousy. So إياكن والحسد, we can also say إياكن أن تحسدنا, إياك أن تحسدنا, إياك أن تحسدنا, إياك أن تحسدنا. جميل, ما شاء الله. Then exercise number 10, أعرج. أعرج, أعرج is this person who is crippled or is lame. مؤنثه عرجاء, its feminine equivalent is عرجاء, عرجاء. So the masculine أعرج and the feminine أرجاء, and both mean somebody who is lame or crippled. جمعهما عرج, their plural is what? عرج. So we have أعرج, lame masculine, we have أرجاء, lame feminine, but the plural for both of them is what? Is عرج, عرج. تقول هذا الرجل أعرج, you say that this man is أعرج, is lame, crippled. هذه المرأة عرجاء, this woman is crippled or lame. But we say هؤلاء الرجال عرج, these men are عرج. هؤلاء النساء عرج, these women are عرج. Excellent. So the masculine for both are the same, والحمد لله. النث, وجمع الكلمات الآتية على هذا الغرار, that follow the similar for the following words, inshallah. So أبكم, أبكم, أبكم means the one who is dumb, أبكم, the one who is dumb. And so that's the مذكر, the masculine. The feminine would be بكماء, بكماء. So أبكم, بكماء. And the plural will be bukmun, as in Surah Al-Baqarah, summun bukmun umyun. So abkamu, bakma'u, and bukmun. Bukmun is the plural. The next one, akhrasu, akhrasu, akhras. Akhras is the one who can't speak. Akhras, the one who cannot speak. And so akhrasu, خرساء and خرسون. أخرسوا خرساء and خرسون. جميل. Number three. أعوروا. أعوروا. أعور the person who is one-eyed. أعوروا. عوراءُ the female عوراءُ عوراءُ and the plural would be عورٌ 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 we have many many men and many many women who are عورٌ عورٌ they are one-eyed excellent the next one أعمى أعمى blind he is أعمى he is blind she is عمياءُ 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 and the plural عميٌ 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 جميل number five we have أحورُ 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 is like when your eye the white of your eye is very very white and the black of your eye is very very black so we say such a person is أحورُ أحورُ and the plural would be حورٌ The plural would be حورٌ. So he is أحورُ. She is حوراءُ. حوراءُ. And the plural is حورٌ. حورٌ. And so the partners in paradise, the partners in paradise, the woman in paradise, they would have their eyes that the white is very white and the black is very black, mashaAllah. أحورُ, حوراءُ, and حورٌ. حورٌ. Excellent. أحولُ. أحولُ, he is squint. أحولُ, he is squint. So أحولُ, then she is حولاءُ, حولاءُ, and they are حولٌ, حولٌ, حولٌ. They are squint. أحولُ, حولاءُ, and حولٌ. جميل. The next one, أصمُّ, he is أصمُّ, أصمُّ. He is what? He is deaf. He is أصمُّ. Then she is صَمَّاءُ صَمَّاءُ She is صَمَّاءُ And they are صُمٌ They are صُمٌ صُمٌ Plural صُمٌ Excellent Then we also talk about the colors and they follow the same rule We have أَحْمَرُ Red حَمْرَاءُ The feminine for red حَمْرَاءُ And the plural is حُمْرٌ 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 Excellent أصفرُ yellow أصفرُ صفراءُ 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 and صفرٌ would be the plural صفرٌ صفرٌ أصفرُ صفراءُ صفرٌ أصفرُ صفراءُ صفرٌ أصفرُ صفراءُ and صفرٌ جميل أسودُ سوداءُ and سودٌ أسودُ black سوداءُ feminine black and plural سودٌ 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 then the next one أبيضُ أبيضُ white masculine بيضاءُ 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 white feminine and بيضٌ 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 is the plural بيضٌ جيد and the last one أعينُ 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 And the feminine would be عيناءُ عيناءُ And the plural is عينٌ عينٌ So-and-so is أعينُ أعينُ meaning large eyes, big eyes أعينُ big eyes And so we've covered exercise number 10 والحمد لله As for exercise number 11 They state for us that ثقةٌ مصدر وثقة وله مصدر آخر بالواو وثوقٌ So they say that basically the word wathiqa, it has two types of masdars. One is the masdar of thiqatun and the other wuthuqun. So you have two masdars for the word wathiqa. And similarly, the word wasafa will have one masdar which would be wasfun and the other masdar sifatun. So they have two types of masdars for these words. Wasafa, one masdar, wasfun. And the other, sifatun, wasafa, to describe something, the sifa of something, the quality of something. Jamil, wasala, to arrive. Wasala, and then it's one masdar with the waw would be waslun, waslun. And the other masdar without the waw would be silatun, silatun. So wasala, Waslun and silatun are its two masdars. Wa'aza, to give somebody an admonishment, to advise them. Wa'aza, to be the wa'iz, the person who admonishes others. Jamil. And so wa'aza, its one masdar would be wa'azun, and the other izatun, admonishment. The next one, wa'ada, he promised something, wa'ada. And then wa'adun is one masdar, wa'adun, promise, and idatun is another masdar. Number five, wahaba, he gifted, wahbun and hibatun, wahbun, hibatun, wahbun, hibatun, two masdars. Wasama, wasmun and simatun, wasama, wasmun and simatun. Wasama means like he branded or he imprinted something. He imprinted something or he stamped something. Wasama, wasmun, simatun. Wazana, he weighed. Waznun and zinatun. Wazana, waznun and zinatun. Wazana, he weighed. Waznun, kilograms, your weight. And zinatun, those are the masdars there. Walhamdulillah. And so now we move on to exercise number 12. They state that hujuratun means room. And its plural is hujuratun with a dhamma on the jim. And similarly, we have other plurals. Example, ghurfatun, its plural is ghurufatun. And then shurfatun is a balcony or a terrace. And the plural, shurufatun, he's standing on the shurfatun. Jamil. And then khutwatun, a step. And khutwatun, many steps. Khutwatun, excellent. Walhamdulillah. Then they state exercise number 13. A'udhu billahi an akuna minal kadhibin. A'udhu billahi an akuna minal kadhibin. I seek Allah's protection from being from the liars. Asluhu, a'udhu billahi min an akuna min al-kadhibin. Its original is, a'udhu billahi min an akuna min al-kadhibin. Kama taqul, as you'd say, a'udhu billahi min al-kadhibi. I seek Allah's protection from lying. Yajuzu hadf harf jar qabla al-masdar al-mu'awwal. You can drop the min or you can keep the min. Both are allowed. Example, amaran Allahu bi an nusalli, or amaran Allahu an nusalli. Amarana Allahu bi an nusalli, or just amarana Allahu an nusalli. You can bring in the ba, you can drop the ba. You can bring in the meme, you can drop the meme. Both of them are allowed. Walhamdulillah. Exercise 14. نتساءل عن الامتحان كيف يكون. We are asking about the test. How's it gonna be? They say here, كيف يكون بدل من الامتحان. كيف يكون is the بدل for امتحان. وفي التنزيل, in the Noble Quran, يسألونك عن الساعة. They ask you about the hour. أيان مرساها. When will it take place? يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها. They ask you about the hour. When will it take place? When will it take place is linked to about the hour. They ask you about the hour. When will the hour take place? So we state that ayana mursaha is the badal. So they state that the badal, arba'atu anwa', there are four types of badal. Jayid. Number one, badal al-kul min al-kul. The badal, the complete type of badal. Example, najaha akhuka muhammadun. This is the total badal. Kul min al-kul. Najaha akhuka muhammadun. That your brother, najaha akhuka, your brother, he passed. Muhammad. Your brother Muhammad, he passed. So Muhammad is to do with that brother. So the brother passed, Muhammad passed. Basically, it's the same person. It's kul min kul. It is complete total badal. Muhammad can be replaced with akhuka. You could say najaha muhammadun. You could just say najaha akhuka, and that suffices. any one of them could take the place of the other, Jamil. The second type of badal is a partial badal, al-ba'd min al-kul, that's some of the whole. Example, akaltu ad-dajjajata nisfaha, I ate the chicken nisfaha, half of it. So nisfaha is to do with the chicken. The third one is badal ishtimal, the comprehensive type of badal. A'jabani hadha al-kitabu uslubuhu, that this book, it pleased me, its style. I like this book, its style. Its style is part and parcel of that book. Here, uslub is not the book, nor is it a part of the book, but it's something contained within the book, if you understand. So technically, it's not the whole book, nor is it part of the book, but it is something which is contained within the book, the style of the book. So this is what we call badal ishtimal. A'jabani hadha al-kitabu uslubuhu. I like this book, its style. Its style. Uslub is related to the book. But what's the relationship? It's to do with something contained within this book. Then we have something called badal mubayan. Badal mubayan. A'tini al-kitaba al-daftara. Give me the book. Give me the book, notebook. Basically, you changed. You made a mistake. A'tini al-kitaba, and then al-daftara. Completely changed. You made an error. You made a mistake, and so you've now changed. Technically, al-daftara is badal to kitab, and kitab was a mistake. Shouldn't have been mentioned in the first place. And so daftara takes its place, insha'Allah. Jameel. And then they state that you find examples of this in the Noble Quran. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. They ask you about the sacred months, fighting in it. So this is badal ishtimal, badal ishtimal. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. And whoever does this will meet Allah and he will be sinful. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ. And for him the عَذَاب will be compounded. So يُضَاعَفْ is the badal for يَلْقَ. And the third one, أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ. So provided you بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ, with what you knew, أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ, and provided you with an'am, and provided you with baneen, with children. So in this sentence, أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ, that whole, those three words, they are all the badal. All three are the badal. What they're trying to explain here is that when we have na'at and man'ut, when we have adjectives, we know that technically the adjective must follow the rule of whatever it is describing in all respects. If it is singular, it must be singular. If it's masculine, then masculine. Feminine and feminine, etc., etc. But that's not the same story when it comes to the matter of badal. Sometimes one can confuse the badal and the na'at, but they are different. The na'at must follow the man'ut in all respects. But that's not the same case when it comes to the matter of badal. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Then they state that al-ahruf al-mushabbaha bil-fi'l, that these huruf, that mushabbaha bil fi'l, they are very, very similar to verbs. Very similar to verbs. They are six. Example, inna, wa anna, wa ka'anna, wa lakinna, wa layta, and la'alla. Basically, inna and its sisters, Jail. They are very similar to verbs, and that they are huruf of nasb. They make the noun after them take the mansub form. Examples, inna wa anna. So we've covered this here, but here, mashallah, they bring it all together. Inna and anna, tufidani at-tawkid, they are used to emphasize. Example, inna at the beginning of a sentence, and anna is anywhere in the sentence. Inna allaha shadidul iqabi, indeed, surely Allah is severe in punishment. Wa'alamu anna allaha shadidul iqabi, and know that verily indeed Allah is severe in punishment. So this is tawkid, to emphasize this matter. Ka'anna, it is to show similarity. Example, ka'anna al-ilma nurun, it is as if knowledge is light. Ka'anna al-ilma nurun, relationship between knowledge and nur, that ilm is similar to light. جيد. Because light guides you and knowledge also guides you. وقد تفيد الظن. And sometimes كأن can indicate doubt. Indicate doubt. كأني أعرفك. كأني أعرفك. It seems maybe that I know you. So there's doubt in this matter. لكن تفيد الاستدراك. تفيد الاستدراك. حامد ذكي. ولكنه كسلان. حامد ذكي. حامد is smart. He is intelligent. But then we go back. But there's an issue. ولكنه كسلان. But he is lazy. So الاستدراك, like you go back and you correct something. Later, either matter is impossible or very close to impossible. تفيد التمني, you are wishing for something which is impossible or maybe remotely possible. Later الشباب يعود, that how I wish that youth would come back, but it's not going to come back. لعل تفيد الترجي والإشفاق, that you are wishing for something, you are hoping for something. ترجي or إشفاق, that unfortunately X, Y, and Z. لعل الله يغفر لي, I wish, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive me. لعل الجريح يموت, I fear the patient will pass away. لعل الجريح يموت, I fear that the patient will pass away. اللهم استعان. تدخل هذه الأحرف على المبتدا والخبر. They enter upon the مبتدا and the خبر. فتنصب الأول and the first one will be منصوب ويسمى اسمها and it's called the اسم. Example إن الله. So الله is منصوب and it's called the اسم إن. وترفع الآخر and the second one will be مرفوع إن الله غفور. إن الله غفور ويسمى خبرها. نحو example الله غفور becomes إن الله غفور. إن الله غفور. إن الله غفور. جميل. So إن الله, الله is called the اسم إن and غفور is called the خبر إن. من أحكام اسمها وخبرها يجوز أن يكون اسمها نكرة. Example كأن شيئا لم يحدث. كأن شيئا لم يحدث. And so the ism can be nakira. It can be indefinite. كأن شيئا لم يحدث. It is as if nothing happened. It is as if nothing happened. كأن شيئا. شيئا it is nakira. خبرها كخبر المبتدا إما مفرد وإما جملة وإما شبه جملة. Example. As for the خبر, it can be مفرد singular, it can be a sentence, it can be a phrase. So the خبر can be different things. Example, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. So سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ is the خبر. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. جميل. سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Then it can also be إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. It's a verbal sentence. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا is our خبر. The خبر إِنَّ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. So the whole thing عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ is our خبر. عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ is our خبر. As for the meanings, إن الله سريع الحساب. Indeed, surely, no doubt, Allah is fast in His حساب, holding people accountable. إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Indeed, surely, no doubt, Allah forgives all sins. إن الله عنده علم الساعة. Surely, indeed, no doubt, with Allah is the knowledge of the hour. كأنك من الصين. It is as if you are from China. لعل المدرس عند المدير. لعل المدرس, I hope that the teacher عند المدير is with the principal. لا يجوز تقدم خبرها عليها. You cannot put the خبر before these words. ولا على اسمها. فلا يجوز, you can't say غفور إن الله. غفور إن الله. You can't say that. غفور إن الله is incorrect. جيد. Rather it is إن الله غفور. But it is permissible توسط خبرها بينها وبين اسمها إذا كان الاسم معرفة والخبر شبه جملة. But you can change it around. In example, inna ilayna iyabahum, inna ilayna iyabahum, thumma inna alayna hisabahum, inna ilayna to us, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iyabahum, their return, thumma inna alayna hisabahum, and then upon us is their accountability, we will hold them to hisab. So here what happened was, yajuzu tawassutu khabariha baynaha wa bayna ismiha. So we brought the khabar early. So we brought the khabar early here. Inna ilayna iyabahum. Iyabahum technically is our ism inna. And we brought the khabar earlier, which is ilayna. Jayid. That's what it seems. Inna ilayna iyabahum. Thumma inna alayna hisabahum. Whereas what we can't do is the first sentence. We can't bring the khabar even before the inna. So you bring the khabar ghafurun and then you bring the inna. That's completely wrong. But we can have the inna, then the khabar before the ism inna. Jamil, that is permissible. وَيَجِبُ ذَٰلِكَ إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْمُ نَكِرًا. And you have to do that. You have to do that if the ism is nakira. إِنَّ لَدَيْنَا أَنْكَالًا. إِنَّ لَدَيْنَا أَنْكَالًا. جيد. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. So here, because our ism is nakira, we must bring the khabar earlier. But the khabar is not coming super early that it's before the inna. No, no, no. Rather the inna, then the khabar, and then we have the ism, insha'Allah. يَجُوزُ دُخُولْ وَاوْ أَنِّنْوِقَايَ عَلَىٰ إِنَّ وَأَنَّ وَكَأَنَّ وَلَكِنَّ. فَنَقُولْ إِنَّنِي أو إِنِّي. You can say إِنَّنِي أو إِنِّي. Both of them are correct and both of them are fine. You can say وَأَنَّنِي and you can also say وَأَنِّي. Both are fine. You can say كَأَنَّنِي. You can say كَأَنِّي. Both are okay. You can say وَلَكِنَّنِي. You can say وَلَكِنِّي. Both are okay. أَمَّا لَيْتَ فَلَا تُحْذَفُ مِنْهَا إِلَّا نُدُورًا. فَنَقُولْ لَيْتَنِي لَيْتَنِي. جيد. So here you don't drop the noon. You don't drop the noon. وَأَمَّا لَعَلَّ. As for لَعَلَّ, then you فَلَا تَدْخُلَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Then you don't add the noon to it. فَنَقُولْ لَعَلِّي. You say لَعَلِّي. You don't say لَعَلَّنِي. You don't add the noon there. You don't say لَعَلَّنِي. So you don't add a noon to the لَعَلَّ. And you don't drop the noon from laytani. Jamil, masha'Allah, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, with that we have completed lesson number 21, walhamdulillah. And bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, in our next majlis, we will move on to lesson number 22. Before we end off this majlis, we end off with a prophetic maxim, insha'Allah. Our Nabi, your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has stated what? He said that, khayrukum. خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best of you are those who are best to their families. The best of you are those who are best to their families. Subhanallah. Allahumma sta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, how are you to your son? How are you to your daughter? What's the relationship you have with your wife? What's the relationship you have with your husband? Are you the best to your family? Your family, would they say that you are the best with them? Or would they say that you are the best when you are with the strangers and the outsiders, when you are in public? Are you somebody who outside the house, you are very, very shiny, but inside the house, you are very, very slimy? Allahumma sta'an. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. That the best of you are those who are best to their families. Subhanallah. Why? Because they are the closest ones to you. They have the most haq and right over you. And thus they deserve your best etiquette, your best manners, your best behavior, the best relationships you are supposed to have with those who are closest to you. Subhanallah. Allahumma sta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, they know you inside and out. They are with you all the time. And so they know your reality. The outsiders, you can lie to them, you can bluff them, you can deceive them, but your family, they know your reality, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, how many a family member complains? How many a wife states that the husband beat her up so badly, domestic abuse? How many a kid cries tears when his father enters into the home? How many a mother unfortunately abuses her own children? The disrespect between the parents, disrespect between the spouses, Allahumma sta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't stop there. He didn't stop by saying, the best of you are those who are best to their family. He continued and he said, وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. and I am the best to my family, subhanAllah. Look at the testimony of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, of Salama, of Zainab, of Khadija, etc. Look at their testimony with regards to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He lived as the Quran stated, وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and live with them according to the correct manners and behaviors and etiquette, subhanAllah. When it comes to hygiene, when it comes to cleanliness, when it comes to worrying about them, when it comes to caring for them, when it comes to guiding them, when it comes to using the correct words, speaking at the appropriate time. When it comes to some matters you overlook and you let them slide, these are small matters. If every single matter, every tiny mistake, you are going to come with a calculator and calculate all of these matters, what's going to happen in that relationship? Allah musta'an. It's going to end in disaster. If it doesn't end, it will continue upon misery, unfortunately. Allah musta'an. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah to make us from amongst those who are best to their families. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah in this world and in the hereafter. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, what does the word zawjun mean? Zawjun means a spouse. And azwaj would be spouses. And then we also state zawjatun. Zawjatun is the wife. So zawjun means generally spouse, but people usually use it for the husband. As for zawjatun, then this is the wife. Alhamdulillah. Somebody says, ana mutazawijun, I am married. Ana mutazawijun, mutazawijun. Zara yazuru, zara, he visited. Zara, he visited. Excellent. He is a zairun. He is a visitor. He is a zairun. And we have many visitors. Zuwarun, zuwarun. The museum will close to the zuwarun at such and such time. We say zala yazulu. Zala means to come to an end. Come to an end. La yazalu. La yazalu, it continues. La yazalu, it continues. And zala means to end. So la yazal means it continues. Jameel. We say that this world is zailun, zailun. It is transitory. It is not eternal. It will come to an end. Jameel. We say that zaytun. Zaytun is the olive. Watini was zaytun, by the fig and by the olive. Zaytun, the olive. He is my zameel. He is my colleague, my friend. We are living in a zaman, in a time, in a zaman, or the plural zaman. We are living in a period of time, zaman. Zina. Zina is this adultery. Allahumma stan. We say that so-and-so is a zahid. He is a zahid. He's not worried about the dunya. Walhamdulillah. MashaAllah. We say that this matter, it is zahirun. Zahirun. It is bright. It is bright and it is brilliant. MashaAllah. And lastly, mizlajun. Mizlajun is a bolt. You have a door and then you have a mizlajun. Mizlajun is a bolt. Walhamdulillah. So that's a little bit of vocab bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. Keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our knowledge of the Arabic language, to grant us understanding of the noble Quran. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and keep us blessed until we meet again. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.